Case number 11,331, SBA Towers, east of Road 494, Dickerson Road, approximately 0.75 miles northeast of Road 501, St. George's Road, approximately 0.6 miles south of Route 24, Sharptown Road. Tax map ID is District 432, Map 12, Parcel 4, special use exception for a telecommunication tower.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Peter Colosimo, and my address is 8 Lakefront Road, Greensburg, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
C-O-L-O-S-I-M-O.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. Sir.
Thank you for having me, giving me this opportunity.
Sir?
I'm here for representing SBA Towers and also the Dickerson family, which are in the back. If you need their testimony, we could bring them up. I'm here trying to get this variance for the construction of a cell tower on the Dickerson property. And the uniqueness of it is it was approved on January 10th of 2012. And for the lack of the not starting construction, just about a little over 2 years ago, the variance expired.
Well, first off, it's not a variance request, I don't believe. Is it?
No.
No, it's a special use exception.
Special use exception, I'm sorry.
Right. So the only question before the board is, will the use substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? This wasn't the same tower that was approved last spring?
It is the same tower, but just a different tower company. The carrier is Verizon. Verizon is a wireless carrier, as is AT&T and Sprint. They prefer not to build their own towers. Their job is to sell wireless service. There's really very little service out there. I was out there earlier with my Verizon phone, and it's pretty difficult. As far as affecting the neighborhoods, they're quite a distance away from any homes. I think it's 2,200 feet or so. It would enhance the neighbors' property based on the fact that they would have wireless coverage. And today, more than ever, wireless phones are used for a lot more than just telephone calls. So
regarding the uses of neighboring adjacent properties, is your opinion that the request would not substantially affect adversely their uses?
Yes, my opinion, it would not.
You have the same construction? Anything changed on that tower at all?
No. A different company. Everything's the same that was approved 2 years ago. As far as the height, 140 feet, the lightning rod, the distance between properties, as I said, 2,200 feet. The facts all are the same. The compound size is the same, 50 by 50. The one carrier for sure, I believe, but just set up for four carriers, which multiple use of these structures is what most municipalities would like to see.
You keep saying 2 years ago. I know in that vicinity, last spring, we approved one for Verizon.
From what I have here was approved by this board January 10th, 2012.
That was the date of the finding of facts. It was actually heard in 2011.
Was there? Yeah, right.
Oh, 2011.
But the finding of facts was dated January 10th of 2012. So he had until January 10th of 2013 to start construction.
But didn't we hear a tower request for Verizon?
And on Sharptown Road?
No. That way? Yeah. It was. Oh, no. It was over by the airport.
Airport, I meant. Here,
are
airport.
There any towers around you? Any other towers?
No. Not within the distance necessary for this coverage.
Well, that's why I'm questioning this, because we did approve one for Verizon near the airport. The reason that I remember this is because I live in town. The signal is terrible. I can sit in my recliner and talk from my right ear and switch the phone in the left ear and then lose the call. But
lay it down and don't have it against your head, and it'll work much better.
But regardless, I know we heard one for Verizon recently because I was anticipating that it would be done last summer or this past fall. And the coverage has not improved. And so, having said that and thinking that, then why are we approving two towers in the same vicinity is my
thinking. I don't believe you are. I believe that the Verizon initially wanted to build their own tower. And then Tower Co. came in, a tower company like SBA, Crown Castle, all we do is build towers. They came in, and then for whatever reason, they went out, and Verizon still has the need. SBA came in, which is a pretty large tower company, and do a lot of business with Verizon. So they took that position.
So you're saying there is no other tower within 3 miles?
In fact, Dickerson can verify that.
Sir,
you want to speak? You have to
I'm
come
sorry.
Up.
You've got to be sworn in.
Okay.
Sir, can I ask you a question? So this is not a Verizon tower.
No, it's a tower that will be built by SBA, SBA Communications, but Verizon is the carrier that will lease space SBA.
Okay. So, John, we did Verizon itself tower, not...
We approved a tower within the last year to...
But it was Verizon putting it 13 up, right?
Months.
This is like a subcontractor. They're doing it on their own, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
With the intent to have Verizon attached to it.
Yes.
Okay. That's why I don't believe Verizon would have another spot.
Yeah. I know it's been
2 years.
Recent, less than 2 years. But a tower has to go up. If we approve one, the tower has to go up.
Within a year?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right? Right.
Okay. And there is, and there, and you're saying, well, let this gentleman be sworn in.
Morning. Please state your name and address for the record.
Richard Dickerson, 3044 Fire Tower Road, Laurelville.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, sir, if you will take the mic down, please. So the question I guess is before, is there another tower in that area?
Not that I know. We came here, I can't remember the date. I think that's the same tower you're talking about, because we had like 35 people filled this place begging for this tower
right.
to come on, and I've been trying to kick them in the butt getting this thing up, you know?
Right.
That being Verizon.
Yeah, yeah, we need the service out there bad.
Okay.
So it's one and the same, you're saying?
Yeah, it's the same tower as far as
one
I know.
One and the same. Okay.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah, it just started with Verizon. They were like, you know, trying to get it approved, and they come in and, you know, sit alongside the road with all the trucks to make sure, you know, that it's a dead area, you know, trying to figure out, and then they...
Right.
subcontract out to try to get somebody to build the tower.
And now that's where you come in.
That's
right.
Right.
That's where
right.
you come in.
So again. Once you, if this is approved, then you're going to go to Verizon to see if they'll come and locate on that.
Yes.
Provide the service.
Actually, Verizon's
tower.
Already
committed.
Indicated and committed.
They
otherwise,
committed to do it.
We wouldn't do it. We don't speculate.
How long would it take to get the tower up?
I'd imagine from the time we break ground after the winter, probably 6 months. You don't hold me to that.
Got a year.
No.
You got a year. But we were just asking. So.
Well, I think the need's there now, and I think the need wasn't because the man wasn't as great.
Yeah, no, no question. About a need.
I can't call in town to get a part from there. I mean, it's dead. You know, it just tractor breaks down. I'm, you know.
I don't have any other telecommunication towers in the 432 district.
Okay.
So this would be the one and the same then.
What did you do before you had
mail,
cell phone?
432.
You had to run back
right
to the house.
I often wonder that every day. What do we used to do? You know, it's
a Shark Tale area.
I keep asking that question over and over and over again over these. You know, it's quite a convenience for me, and now, but it's interesting. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Then, are there any further questions from members of the board?
Thank you, Melissa. By the way,
no further.
No.
Thank
Mr.
you,
Chairman.
Yeah, sure.
Mr. Dickerson, if you could come back up.
I'm here. Sorry, sir. Please come back up.
And if you could stay up here, too. Peter, did I get it right? Peter?
Peter, yeah, that's good.
Okay. Peter. Sorry about that, sir.
Sorry. Okay. Mr. So? Dickerson, as part of the packet that we've got, there is findings from the 2000, it looks like the hearing was in November of 2011, and it is in regards to Cellco partnership doing business as Verizon Wireless. And I presume that this was the one that you're referring to where there was a lot of folks here on your behalf. And that was for, I guess it looks like Verizon Wireless was the one who was actually applying for it in that case. Is that right? Okay. And I guess just because we're dealing with a telecommunications tower, there are some additional requirements other than just whether or not the use will substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. So I just wanted to make sure that, and I believe you've indicated that there would be, it could accommodate at least four carriers.
Yes.
And are there any available sites within a two-mile radius which are available for co-location?
No, there is not. And if there were, Verizon would have been on there already. They want the coverage. They want the location. And obviously, it suits their coverage area or their void of coverage here as opposed to anywhere else.
Is the pole going to be set back at least a third of its height from any neighboring properties?
Yes.
Are the site and any of the ground equipment, is it going to be surrounded by a fence?
Yes, a fenced 6-foot fence. That's. You have a sketch of that? I believe you do.
You just asked
all
that questions. I think all that's in the original.
You want to ask that?
Just asked all that.
Oh, did you?
I didn't interrupt you, but yeah.
There was a lot of people talking at once. I couldn't hear everything because Melissa was talking while he was talking. So, sorry, bud.
Questions.
Yeah, we didn't hear you down on this end.
Okay, he responded that it was one and the same. Is that correct?
Yes.
I mean, it's the same. Nothing has changed on that at all. You met the requirements of the manufacturing and requirements from zoning, is that correct?
Yes,
the last
correct.
Time you were here. So that meant that the case number 10,900 was met and approved on January 10th. So that means that everything was copacetic then,
right.
And that's all you're presenting now is paperwork, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Then are there any further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, since the applicant suggests that it won't have a substantial adverse effect on the adjacent neighboring properties, and we haven't heard testimony to the contrary, and that it's been determined that it meets all the other criteria required by the county, I would make a motion we approve case number 11,331.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,331.
All right, Mr. Hudson? Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,331 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.